Mary Rippon, educator. When? 1850 to 1935. Where? Born in Illinois, she moved to Boulder, Colorado in 1878. Why important? She was one of, if not the first woman faculty member at a state university. Biography. In 1878, in the first year of the newly founded University of Colorado in Boulder, a most important event took place. Mary Rippon arrived to teach English grammar, French, and German languages, and give instructions in mathematics. She was one of the first women to gain a place on the faculty of a university. President Sewall had first invited Mary Rippon to teach at the university the preceding summer, but she declined on the basis that she had previously accepted a contract to teach in a Detroit high school. The decision to come west was not an easy one. Rippon had followed her high school education with 5 years of study abroad in Switzerland and Germany. While teaching in Detroit, she was warned by a minister who had just returned from Boulder that the University of Colorado consisted of a single building located way out on the prairie, and this one building would soon fall down and kill all within it. The appearance in the Atlantic Monthly of Helen Hunt Jackson's article on the Colorado wildflowers and repeated invitations from Dr. Sewall persuaded her to change her mind. Rippon traveled by train from Detroit to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then down to Boulder. She recalled her arrival as follows. I was almost alone in the Pullman when the train stopped. Dr. Sewall was there to meet me. The daylight had faded, but a new moon cast enough light to show up the wonderful line of the snow-clad mountains. The air was that of a perfect January evening, clear, dry, and bracing. One of the first questions Dr. Sewall asked me was, "How does it look to you?" With eyes turned to the silhouette at the west and thoughts of the Alps, my one word was, "Glorious." The genial doctor relaxed at once, as he remarked, "Well, my spirits have risen 100%. My wife had told me you would not stay 2 days in this lonely place." Rippon stayed for more than 2 days. She became head of Germanic languages and literature until her retirement 31 years later. Upon her death in 1935, the regents of the university approved plans for an outdoor theater to be built in Mary Rippon's honor. This theater is still in use today.